so as to not disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruitive results of prescribed duties? A learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. One who is in knowledge of the absolute truth does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification. Knowing well the differences between work in devotion and work for fruitive results.